Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the show coming at you. So good to be with you on this beautiful Tuesday here in the upstate. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel out today. He'll be back tomorrow. But nonetheless, we have three more hours to go on the show and a lot more to get to. Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central, Will Vandervoort, the Clemson Insider. We got to talk Walt Weiss, the Braves, college football playoff poll being released tonight, the first one of the season, upset pick, early leans. So much to get to, but we do bring in our first guest of the show. He joined us last week to project what was going to happen and look ahead at these playoffs. But now that the playoffs are here, a lot of you Tolos, especially here in the upstate, love your high school football. And we're joined by Lou Bezjack of the state newspaper to talk about it. Lou, how are you, man?
Hey, Cole. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you hopping on with me for a few minutes talking playoffs. Let's start with the game you were at Friday, how it went, and also how it dictated what happened in 5A Division I. Dutch Fork, Irmo. Dutch Fork comes out on top. A close game, though late, as Irmo tried to foot the comeback, just fell up a little short, right?
Yeah, it was. They were down 28-7, came back, and they rallied. They got it to 28-21, had the ball, third and goal at the four. They got to the four and tried two rollout passes, and both were incomplete, and Dutch Fork hung on to win the region championship and to win the number one seed in the 5A Division I upper state playoffs.
Now, let me ask you about some audio we played yesterday, courtesy of your Twitter account on the show, I believe at 5:45 yesterday, with Dutch Fork coach Tom Knotts accusing somebody of stealing some film over at Irmo. Is that situation something that you believe people should keep an eye on, or do you think that that pretty much will be swept under the rug?
Well, swept on the rug. I mean, they just, I think they'll be more aware of things now. What happened, they accused Irmo of someone from Irmo. There was a player that played for Dutch Fork. I don't know if it was in middle school, but now is at Irmo, but still had their Huddle account, and they were able to log in. And I mean, teams exchange the film. They could watch each other's film, but this is, they were watching Dutch Fork's practice,
right?
Film, and that someone, Coach Knott said someone logged on at early as at Friday morning at 6 a.m. watching 2 hours worth of film going into Friday night's game. So yeah, there's definitely some tension in the air before kickoff last Friday.
We're joined by Lou Bezjack of the state newspaper. If you have a question about the high school football playoffs for Lou, send it in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Let's start with that Division II football bracket, Lou, in 5A. Obviously, the 5A classification split into Division One and Division Two. You've got Northwestern, Greenwood, Indian Land, and TL Hanna all receiving a first-round bye. And then the first-round matchups consist of Catawba Ridge, Fort Mill, Gaffney, Eastside, Hillcrest, Riverside, Greenville, and Nation Ford. What was your initial reaction when you saw the 5A Division II bracket and your thoughts on who you think maybe has the best path to a state championship?
Yeah, you look at Pat. I mean, I still think Northwestern's the favorite, but after that, I think it could be pretty up in the air because Greenwood at number four seed, they're pretty good. T.O. Hanna, we saw how they won their game last week on that kickoff, and Indian Land had a great season, but Northwestern kind of put it to them and to clinch that number one seed. But yeah, you throw in those four, and I would throw in Gaffney as another, any one of those five teams, I think, has the best chance of representing the upper state in the championship game.
Texter on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Oh, the texts are coming in fast here, Lou. The very last text, we'll get to the other ones as well. Texter says, question for Lou, is there anyone in Division II that can beat Northwestern?
It's going to be tough, but yeah, I wouldn't say. I mean, they're pretty good. I think defensively is where they're not as good. I mean, but I would say, I mean, like I said, Greenwood, T.O. Hanna, even Gaffney on a matchup problem. I just think definitely they're the favorite. It's going to take a really good game to beat Northwestern in the postseason.
No, I think you're right on that. Let's take a look over at the Division One bracket in 5A, Lou. You have Dutch Fork, Burns, Ridgeview, and Dorman all receiving a bye. Malden, Boiling Springs, Rock Hill, Spring Valley, Spartanburg, Mann, Clover, and Blythewood all participating in the first round. Going to ask you the same question. When you saw the Division One 5A bracket come out, what were your initial thoughts? Because there's obviously some really good teams in this one as well.
Yeah, Duff Twork, the defending champ. I mean, might not be the power. I mean, the invincible Duff Twork team we've seen in previous years. They've shown definitely some weaknesses for sure. But now, whoever comes, it has to go to them. Having the home field. Burns, that could be them in the third round. And you look at, I like that matchup, and it could be a Spartanburg-Ridgeview matchup in the second round. I think Spartanburg, that would be a tough matchup maybe for Ridgeview, that they would have the bye. But, I mean, defensively they're pretty good, but they got some inexperience now at quarterback after Trey Howard went down, and then they made a quarterback switch during the season after their injury. So, yeah, that has a chance to be pretty good. Like I said, Dutch Fork's the favorite. Until you show you can beat them, it's going to be hard to pick against them. But like I said, throwing Burns, Dorman, Spartanburg, Ridgeview, any one of those five teams there.
Lou, speaking of Ridgeview, do you believe Ridgeview regrets not trying to get Javon Gilmore, the former Gaffney quarterback, eligible?
I think they wouldn't say it publicly, but maybe, I mean, I think maybe some of the players would. I think it would have gave them their best chance, I think. But for some reason, if they think he couldn't have been eligible for the playoffs, then they think that it wouldn't have worked it wouldn't have made sense to have a different quarterback during the regular season. So I think maybe down the road, I think it is, but I mean, I think they were confident that with the guys they had on the roster, plus they didn't think, I don't think that they could have won their appeal. That's my thoughts.
Not trying to put you in a bad spot, just curious.
Yeah.
I had this brought up over the weekend. Somebody brought it up to me about the Division One, Division Two bracket. And it was a Greenwood fan. So, of course, with Greenwood being Division II, you know, the fans are going to react to that one a little bit different. And the Greenwood fan said, man, Division II is a gauntlet. I mean, this is completely unfair. And I said, well, you want to go play Dorman and Ridgeview and Burns and Dutch Fork and Spartanburg when their running back's healthy? I don't look at it that way. I think there's some tough teams in both. Do you, Lou, feel like one's tougher than the other?
I think in Division Two, I think Division II upper state definitely is a lot tougher than Division II lower state by far. I think Irmo has a very easy path to get back to the state championship. Nothing against, I mean, Berkeley or White Knoll teams that they could face. I think definitely the upper state definitely is a tougher path, and they have a point there. But overall, if you would just have one classification, yeah, it would be really tough. But, yeah, I could see their point. The 5A upper state in Division II is definitely a lot harder than the lower state in Division II.
Lou, texter asks, how far will Westside make it? Brian Lane and the Westside Rams won the region championship Friday, Thursday, a game that I was at over at Wren. They defeated Wren to win the region championship. Not the Westside team that Brian Lane had the past few years with the likes of Cutter Woods and a lot of really good talent. But your thoughts, I know you really focus on some of the Midland schools, but your thoughts on what Brian Lane's done. I know that he has to make a lot of those trips to Washington these days to watch his son, Jalen, play for the Commanders. But Westside's got Pickens, the winner of Blue Ridge, Wren. You could possibly see a rematch. Then they would either play, you know, Daniel or Camden, which would probably be Daniel. I think they've got a good shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Shot until they run into Daniel. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they could definitely make it to the upper state championship game for sure. With their bracket, they should be Pickens. I think they should win the following week. It is a good job. I mean, a lot of people counted them out earlier in the season. Yeah. You know, they lost so many players coming off the state championship, and then they struggled. It's up. I think, I don't know if Daniels, I mean, they're good, but I don't know if they're the team that everyone fears in the upper state there.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think they can get to Daniel. I think if they would get past there, I think it would be tough to get past South Point. I think they're definitely a clear-cut favorite, but I could see them getting to possibly the upper state championship game. That wouldn't be out of the possibility.
Texter, we've had two texts about this now, brings up 3A, Lou, with Woodruff, Oceanside, also a team that you've seen and you've brought up on this show a couple of times this year, who I believe is the 2 seed in Newberry. How do you see 3A playing out? I mean, Oceanside, correct me if I'm wrong, defeated Dutch Fork a couple of weeks ago. Woodruff, obviously a very good team. A lot of people think it might be the Woodruff-Oceanside matchup. You know, Powdersville obviously has had a good year as well. I think 3A is interesting with the amount of teams that get in, right?
Yeah, I mean, because everyone gets in.
Right.
In 3A. Yeah, all the teams get in the playoffs. Definitely Oceanside's a favorite in lower state. But you got two other undefeated teams. You got Newberry and Loras. I think
sure.
Loras is a team to watch out for in the lower state. Still think Oceanside is the favorite and would be my pick. Upper state, like you said, I think Powdersville, BHP, Woodmont, Woodruff. I mean, yeah, you're going to have Woodruff really have a good chance to make it to the state championship game. And then it would be, I mean, Powdersville has the home field, but, I mean, like I said, BHP has been number one for most of the year, but I think one of those three teams, and then maybe see maybe a wild card, maybe a Crescent team that not too many people have talked about. And then you got Steel Mountain View. I mean, yeah. there's one of those five teams that definitely, I think, will be playing for a state championship. Tough to pick, but I mean they have a good shot, I think, Woodruff, to make it to the state championship.
Lou, one of our co-workers earlier this morning put something on social media about the way the high school league does the playoffs, with 5A having, you know, two different divisions. We had a couple of texts on the show yesterday about way too many teams getting in. You just mentioned every single 3A team gets in. Can you go into experience or go into a conversation and give your thoughts on how the high school league currently formats the postseason compared to other states? If you think there are areas the high school league could improve on when it comes to what is being done in the postseason?
Well, I do think having, like, with 5A and 4A using the RPI and helping, because in years past it would be predetermined, the brackets, the year, you would know at the beginning of the year who has the home field, which that shouldn't be right. And I think we've kind of corrected that in 5A, 4A, and even 3A a little bit. They've gone to the seeding, but 5A and 4A going to the RPI and making sure, I mean, you get rewarded for a region championship and second place, and then after that's RPI. I think that's pretty good. Maybe eliminating a round, maybe, because I think you're going to see a lot of blowouts Friday this weekend. maybe that would be a key, but I mean, I think it's better than it was with that predetermined brackets and that in 2A and 1A is kind of still doing that. So I think I like it better with the RPI computer type rankings that take in the factor, your strength of schedule, who you beat, and then who your opponents beat, teams you beat and who they beat. So it's a little bit better than it was, better than the predetermined brackets, but there's always ways that you could tweak it and make it even better.
Lou, texter RJ gets in at 844 fan phone and says, which team does Lou believe can pose the biggest threat to Dutch Fork in 5A Division I?
I'm going to say, I would say Dorman or Ridgeview, okay. One of those two teams. I think Ridgeview's defense, quarterback's not the most experienced, but defensively they're solid, and Dorman is really solid. I think one of those two teams, and Dutch Fork and Dorman have a history of playing, and they know each other. So sure. I think one of those two teams.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Dutch Fork, Dorman, Upper State. You know, the two good teams. Let me ask this. On the note of Dutch Fork, obviously we talk about Dutch Fork a lot up this way because – you know, they play a lot of our local teams. You know, they're in the state championship every single year. What do you believe when it comes to Dutch Fork this year versus some of the Dutch Fork teams we've seen over the last decade? Is this one on the same scale as those championship teams, or do you see weaknesses? How do you evaluate this year's version now that you've seen a whole season?
I think a secondary definitely has a little bit of a question mark. We saw them giving up a few big plays that Irmo got back in the game last week. I think one of their strengths is their offensive line, line of scrimmage, offense and defensive line. One thing that they're kind of lacking is that number one, that guy that you have to offense, that afraid of a game breaker, the Jalen Hyatts, the Jarvis Greens, yeah. The guys, Elijah Spencers, the guys that could really take the top off. They have Stone Fury, and he could, on the play action game, he could go deep in that. But that one guy offensively that you're really concerned about. I think their best player on offense might be their center, Brody Lorenzo, who is incredible. He played center and tackle, and he's just a force. He's just a sophomore going to be one of the best prospects in the state in his class. But yeah, I think it's just that the running back solid. They have two guys, Wilson and Henry, that are solid, but I mean, you're not afraid of them. And then you have a first year starting quarterback on varsity and Jackson Knotts, and he's been around the program. Obviously he's the coach's son, but I think
what year is he, Lou?
He's a junior.
Gotcha.
And he would, I mean, he would, the starting quarterback Ethan Offing decided to concentrate on baseball. He's a Clemson baseball commit.
Yeah.
So he would have been the starter. He would have been a little bit different, I think. But, I mean, Jackson's done really good. He made some big plays on Friday night against Irmo. But, yeah, I just think that star power on offense, that one guy that really puts the fear into a defense.
And, man, I was impressed with Ethan when I saw him on the football field as well. To your point, I know he's – hey, let's end with this, Lou. You mentioned Stone Furry. His dad now maybe handling some offensive play-calling duties after Mike Shula has been fired at South Carolina. Mike Furry and Sean Elliott now taking over the offense for the Gamecocks. Your thoughts on the firing of Mike Shula and those two and Furry and Sean Elliott taking over for the Gamecocks?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a kind of a year to offensively. They've struggled. And that was that was shown again against Ole Miss on Saturday. Yeah, definitely a change to be made. I don't know. They'll have that bye week, I think. Comes at the right time and see if they can get a spark and their juice in that offense. Just something seems a little bit off with Sellers missing some throws and just the offensive line. It's just been not been a great year, not cohesive on offense. So maybe that change and more of a different guys on different voices. You have Elliott and Fury, and I'm sure Shane Beamer is going to have his input, more of a collaborative effort on offense, and see if they could get this thing going in these last three games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.